day is a day of thanksgiving. And we enter into this place with thanksgiving, giving all praises to God, recognizing our own Dr. Bryant, to Deacon Harrison, to the deacons, trustees, officers and members, friends, family, all that is present. We do thank God for this another expression of his kindness, bringing us out of May into June. Amen. But it did, May went out with a storm. But thanks be to God that he kept us, and he's keeping us. And we're definitely lifting up in prayer those who are still being affected. We're definitely grateful for the Cook family for allowing us to share in the homegoing of their father, our member of Ebenezer. We had a wonderful, wonderful worship service on yesterday. And we will be lifting you up in prayer because we do know that you still have another leg to the journey. Good to see Sister Jones this morning. Amen. We were so excited on last week. I was telling my wife, I said, if she would have broke out one of those fans and pop it, I said, pop, pop, pop. I said, I would just fell out over there. But we had a wonderful, wonderful time celebrating the women of Ebenezer, and our own Sister Jones brought a powerful word about generation and how we can share our legacies from generation to generations. And so we were truly blessed. This morning, we would like to call your attention to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We want to deal with verses 1 through 17, but we only want to read verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and we would like to read into your hearing verse 17. By the inspiration of God and by the pen of Paul, these words are recorded. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. We read into your hearing 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. We ask that there be a blessing to the reading and hearing of God's word. We would like to use as a subject this morning Clark Kent. Clark Kent. But everybody knows that Clark Kent is really Superman in disguise. But like so many churches today, the church at Corinth was experiencing problems. They were experiencing problems because they were living saved in a sinful city. The culture was seeping into the church. Young people was faced with new dangers and new challenges, especially from the culture. Remember, that is a source of entertainment. They were looking to entertainers for enlightenment instead of amusement. The church at Corinth was much like the church in America. It was a commercial center. Their culture was filled with imports and exports. People was coming from everywhere. It was a diverse community and a highly gifted community. Paul said that all of the gifts of the church was at the church at Corinth. But the church at Corinth, much like the church in America, was deeply divided. It was a church that used any excuse, any reason to form a new ism. They had racism. They had classism. They had sexism. They even had humanism. For you see, the church at Corinth was having a problem with what it means to be saved. How to live this human life being saved. And so Paul attempts to deal with this problem in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 by teaching them who they are. And so this morning I want to do the same thing. I want to attempt to show you who you are by using the fictional character Clark Kent, who everybody knows is really Superman in disguise. You see, Clark Kent is the four-eyed, mild-mannered reporter for the Daily Planet in Montopolis. Clark is a plain and modest man from Smallville, Kansas, the son of Jonathan and Martha Kent. But Clark Kent possesses all of the abilities of Superman, only in disguise. Now, this morning, I'm not suggesting that Clark Kent is saved, sanctified, or filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm simply saying that the fictional character in the DC Comics named Clark Kent have some similar characteristics to the believer. He has some similar attributes to the believer. And it's these attributes that Paul is trying to lift up in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, to teach the church who they are. In verse 1, Paul shares with them that we have a home. For we know that if this earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built with human hands. The first similarity I would like to point out between the believer and Clark Kent is this world is not our home. You see, Clark Kent has super strength because this world is not his home. He's born off planet. He's born in another world, and his world has been destroyed, and he has been sent to this world, and this world is his new home. But I come by today to tell you, brothers and sisters, that this world is not our home. We derive our strength because this world is not our home. We're not bound to this world. We're not linked to this world. We're on our way to our home. You see, our strength comes from above. Our strength comes from our God. The strength of the believers is in the joy of the Lord. Yes, brothers and sisters, we have super strength. That's why we don't crack like other folk crack. We don't mourn at funerals like other people mourn. Why? Because we have a home over in glory. We know that one day we will be reunited with all of those who have gone on before. Yes, our strength comes from this world not being our home. Well, not only do we have super strength, but secondly, Paul lets us know in verse 7, he says, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." Paul, teaching to the Corinthians, is saying because of our belief in the resurrection of the dead, and because of that belief in us having a new home over in glory, we do not move in this world the same as others do. For we do not walk by what we see, we walk by faith. Faith gives us super senses. Yes, we can see further. We can see deeper. Even in the darkest of days, we can still see the light. I was talking with Dr. Bryant about that song, at the cross. It says at the cross where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart melted away. It was there by faith I began to see. I received my sight. Yes, brothers and sisters, faith gives us super sight. We can see further. We can see clearer. We can see even through the troubles of this world. Not only does our faith give us super sight, the scripture says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Yes, brothers and sisters, our faith not only give us super sight, our faith give us super hearing. We can hear the voice of the Lord. I remember when I was in school, I just said that matter-of-factly, you know. They was like, how would you call? We had to write a paper about our calling. How would we call? And I said, well, I heard the voice of the Lord. And the class stopped, everything paused. I had to write a whole thesis paper just on the hearing the voice of the Lord. And I said, well, I just grew up with that image. I just grew up. We talked about it in Sunday school. We talked about it. The preachers would talk about it. And so our encounters, we describe it as hearing the voice of the Lord. But it is the same as Jesus saying, my sheep hear my voice. And I know them, and they follow me. See, brothers and sisters, you can't get caught up with some of these people that don't believe. Because the people that don't believe, they can't see what we see, and they can't hear what we hear. I heard the voice of Jesus say unto me, come, rest, lay down, O weary one, lay down thy head upon my breast. And I came to Jesus just as I was weary and worn and sad. And I found in him a resting place. And he has made me glad. Oh, yes, you got super hearing. You can hear the voice of the Lord. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing the voice of the Lord. And if this morning is all you hearing is the preacher, then you are missing half of the message. You ought to hear the one who's the source for the preacher. You ought to hear the one who has wrote the record. You have to hear from the shepherd. I heard Isaiah say, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. Yes, Isaiah heard the voice of the Lord. Paul on the road of Damascus heard the voice of the Lord. And believers today still have super hearing to hear the voice of the Lord. We can turn off MSNBC and hear the voice of the Lord. We can turn off Fox News and hear the voice of the Lord. We can turn off everybody and hear the voice of the Lord. And because we can hear the voice of the Lord, and because we can see greater than others, we walk by faith. Yes, brothers and sisters, you're not like them. And they are not like us. Because of Jesus Christ, we have superpowers. Yes, yes, we have super strength and we have super senses. We can see further. We can hear the voice of the Lord. But then we also, thirdly, we have a super job. It is a job. On the comic book, Clark Kent, there was a lot of calamities. There was calamities that he could solve with just typing a letter, typing an article. Some problem could be solved by just going down the hall. But then they'll yell out, this is a job for Superman. And I come by today to tell you that there is a job for the believer. It is a job that only the believer can do. It's a job that the believer has to do with super strength and super senses. In verse 14. In verse 14, Paul says, do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? For what fellowship can light have with darkness? Then in chapter 5, since I was in chapter 6 reading that, I'm trying to figure out, like, that don't make no sense. But in chapter 5, Paul talks about how we have a super job. In verse 11, he says, since then, we know what it is to fear the Lord. We try to persuade others. What we are implying to God, and I hope it's also plain to your conscience. We have a super job. We have the job to persuade others. We have the job. I heard the singer sing today. We have the job to lift him up, to lift the Savior up. You know how much strength it takes to lift him up? You know how much you have to believe to lift him up? But he calls on us as believers. We are the only ones with the power to lift the Savior up. Lift them up so that others might see. Lift them up in hard times. Lift them up in difficult days. Lift them up so others may come to know him as their own Savior. Yes, brothers and sisters, we are different. We are like Clark Kent. We have superpowers in disguise. Oh, we look mild-mannered. We look meek, but we got power. Just wait till we get down on our knees. When we pray, jails shake. When we pray, the sick get well. When we pray, hearts are comforted. Yes, we may look mild-mannered, but we have super strength. We have super senses, and we have a super job. And brothers and sisters, I like at the end of Superman, they used to say, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. But I come by today to say one of these old days, the world of unbelievers is going to say, look up in the sky. And it won't be a bird. And it won't be a plane. And it won't be Superman. It's going to be Jesus in the sky. And I heard my ancestors say, and I'll fly away to be at rest. Give me two wings. We're not like them, and they are not like us. We have super strength. That's why your family and friends come running to you every time they got trouble, knowing that you already got problems, knowing that you already got issues. They'll come ask you for help. And you have the strength to bear your own burdens and then bear the burdens of others. And then we have super senses. We can just see further. Now I just want to say something right here for the PSC, the Pastoral Search Committee, because I know they've been running it at me, so I'm sure they've probably been running at you. They tell you how the Catholics got a new pope in a couple of days. And they say how these Methodists around here switching up churches in a couple of months. They say, what takes the Baptists so long? It reminds me of a story of an eagle. Eagle, it takes 9 months for the eagle egg to hatch. And so the male and the female has to sit on the egg. And so the male sits on the egg so the wife can go and fly and eat and exercise so she can keep her strength up. Well, one day a hawk came by, and he saw the eagle sitting on the egg. He said, man, you'll never catch me sitting on no egg. And then he laughed and went and found the turkey. And came the turkey and said, man, you'll never see us sitting on no egg. That's woman's work, sitting on the egg. Then he went and got a rooster. The rooster came and said, man, you'll never find me sitting on no egg. That's for a chick. That's for a hen to sit on the egg. And the eagle said to him, well, I'm not sitting on no hawk egg. I'm not sitting on no turkey egg. And I'm not sitting on no chicken egg. But I'll sit on an eagle egg. Because it takes longer to hatch an eagle. I don't know how long it takes to hatch a pope. I don't know how long it takes to hatch a Methodist pastor, but it takes longer to hatch a Baptist pastor. Some things just take longer to hatch because it requires us to be not like them. When we recognize who we are, and I'm not making denominational lines, I'm not trying to draw lines there, but when we are believers, we are believers, that's why people come to us. That's why they seek you out. That's why they ask you to pray. That's why they want to be on our prayer list, because they know we have strength. We have senses. We can hear. We can see further. Miss Abby taught us, I don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. And because I know who holds the future, I can see his hands in the future. I can see his feet in the future. I can see God moving in the future because I know him. And when you know him, wherever he is, you know what he's up to and you can see it. So believers, today I just wanted to convince you that you are like Clark Kent. You have super strength. You have super senses. And finally, we have a super job. He told us to go ye therefore. He didn't tell them to come to us. He told us to go ye therefore. And in Acts, he told them, he said, ye shall receive power. And after that, ye shall be witnesses unto me in both Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. He did not say that to the government. He did not say that to the city council. He did not say that to the education board. He did not say that to the penitentiary system. He says that to the church. And we're the only ones that has the power to do what he has called us to do. We are like Clark Kent. May God bless you and may the Lord keep you. At this time, we want to extend the invitation. It's when we accept him, he empowers us. We're going to ask the deacons, the ushers, and greeters if they will come. You can come as you are. Let's come.
To leave me, I don't feel no waste time. I've come too far from where I started from. And
nobody.
That the road, that it would be easy. I don't believe that he brought me this far. I don't believe he brought me this far. I don't believe he brought me this far.
Hours to extend both in person and virtually. It is yours to accept. We pray the Lord will bless your souls. At this time, we ask if you would make yourselves ready for Holy Communion.